David Price is a Democratic congressman from North Carolina, which is the home of Blackwater. He sponsored the bill in the House that would hold contractors accountable under U.S. law. That bill passed in the House by a wide margin, and Price predicts it will pass in the Senate in coming days as well. The White House opposes the bill. I asked him what it's meant to do.
My bill would bring contractors in a war zone, working for whatever governmental agency, under the rule of law. It would place an FBI investigative team in war theaters, and it would give the Justice Department the authority to bring to justice those who have perpetrated criminal acts or accused of that. It would fill a gap in law. Now the contractors for the Department of Defense are covered under this Military Extraterritorial Jurisdiction Act. We call it MEJA. But contractors for the State Department and other agencies are not. So we want to bring everyone under the same regime of law. And then, of course, the task will remain of making certain that the administration prosecutes those who deserve prosecution.
Those FBI offices that you mentioned, that's one of the reasons that the White House is very strongly opposed to your bill. It says that having offices like you would stipulate would really stretch the FBI too thin.
Well, it's their job to figure out what resources would be needed and then to begin to provide them and ask Congress for them. Yes, this would be a new function. We entirely understand that and intend it.
Would your law, would your bill that would bring these contractors under U.S. civilian law, would it apply retroactively, though? So would it apply, say, to the Blackwater shooting back in September?
No, it would not apply retroactively. I think there's no way to do that. That, however, should not let the Justice Department and the State Department off the hook in this case. These findings that the New York Times has made public are very, very serious, and it sounds as though prosecution is warranted. And the State Department and the Justice Department, most particularly our new Attorney General, have got to find a way to do this. There's no question the law is deficient, and we hope to fix the law going forward. But that can't be an excuse not to deal with this case, perhaps utilizing the War Crimes Act. And, of course, the State Department has some authority under the contract to do some things.
Do you think they'll do that?
I'm certainly hopeful they'll do it. This is serious business. This is compromising our mission in Iraq, to say nothing of the innocent lives lost and the fact that we just cannot tolerate this kind of lawless behavior on the part of American citizens, wherever they are. The military people will be the first to tell you that this sort of behavior threatens the mission. It stands in stark contrast to the discipline of the military themselves. And we simply, as we're trying to win the hearts and minds of Iraqis, this is doing us enormous damage. And we're saying to the Iraqis, our government is, that you can't try these individuals in Iraqi courts. Well, that's not credible if we have no way to try them in our courts.
I'd like to have you respond to criticism, this time from Peter Singer of the Brookings Institution, who's spent a lot of time studying military contractors and likes your bill. But he told a reporter, it's like we've woken up to the fact the emperor has no clothes, and now we're just putting a scarf on it.
Well, Peter Singer is an expert on these matters, and we've drawn on his work from the very beginning. In fact, he was one of the first people I talked to as I got into this. What I would assume he's saying is that not that our law isn't needed or isn't well crafted. It's simply that it won't mean much unless it's enforced. And that is something that I've said from the very beginning. There's absolutely no question about it. The MEJA law now does cover Department of Defense contractors, but the administration has been very, very lax in enforcing that law. They've brought, I think, one prosecution under it, and that was for a non-security-related violation. So that isn't satisfactory. The best law in the world isn't going to be self-executing. And so the administration needs to get serious about this in more ways than one. This is not just a matter of justice in individual cases. This is a matter of the rule of law and what this country stands for and the effectiveness of our missions. The importance of this shouldn't be underestimated.
Congressman Price, thanks for talking with us today.
Thank you very much.
That's Congressman David Price, a Democrat from North Carolina.